Thank you to everybody who listened today. Dan will be back tomorrow. Greg will also be his normal Greg Cody Tuesday self, and Sugatz will be back in the co-host seat.
Yes.
I wanted to run one thing by you guys. On Instagram, I got sent a DM by a local hour favorite, Dr. K. It's been a while since we spoke to him because we haven't really been taking calls on the local hour, but he sent me a show topic that I absolutely loved.
Dwight Gooden reached out, huh?
Dr. K messaged me out of the blue. What's your unsuperpower?
Dieting.
As opposed to your superpower. So I'm wondering, what is everybody... Remember, a superpower is one thing that you do better conceivably than anybody else in the world. What is the one thing you do worse than anybody in the world? What's your unsuperpower?
Listening. I mean, Mike, I'm ADHD. I mean, I don't listen well.
Have you
well.
Been diagnosed then, or you're just guessing?
I just like the Adderall.
I feel like the post-game show could be 30 seconds long today, but it can't be.
Oh, you should end it right fucking there, dude. I mean.
So, Chris, you said dieting, but in all seriousness, what's the one thing you've been with your wife for a while. What's the one thing that she nags you about constantly that you fail to ever correct?
I mean, you know, don't we all get hit with the listening thing? And I feel like, yeah, that's maybe I'm more like Stugatz than I realize. I feel like sometimes I don't listen to my wife where she'll say something and then I just have to hit her with, oh, can you say that again? I just zoned out and didn't listen to a word you just said.
But is that hearing or just listening? Because you zoned out. Because I've noticed that my hearing's gone kind of to hell because of radio.
No, my hearing is straight gone, dude.
Yeah, a lot of people on radio have that. I don't know if you guys have noticed that at all.
I haven't.
Oh, no, you will as you get older. I'm telling you, Dan for years would always do the show, and he still does, with the headsets not on his ears. He always has them, like, on his forehead, and if he really needs to hear something, like, you know, one of us saying something to him in his headset, then I'll put them on. And he kept telling me to do it, and I didn't listen. I refused to listen because I need the headsets at a certain volume for me to do this.
Which is the loudest possible volume.
And I am paying for it right now. I am telling you. I am paying.
Do you frustrate your wife and kids at home?
1,000%. Yeah, and it's embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing.
Dad, what about you? What's your unsuperpower?
Well, your mother would answer listening. She's always accusing me of not paying attention when she's talking. My answer would be my own superpower is a complete lack of patience. I'm an impatient man. I'm not proud to say it. An example is that my wife binge watches TV. I can't sit still for a half hour unless it's absolutely riveting, unless it's something on TV that I just have to watch. It's torture for me just to sit on a couch for an hour watching a movie or something. I just can't do it.
But you kind of game, right?
Even games
no,
bore me. I mean, I can't. You know, yesterday I watched the whole Dolphin game because I was writing about Tua and everything, and I felt an obligation to actually watch it, but... normally, like, I can't watch nine innings of baseball. Are you kidding me?
My dad,
game seven of the World Series, and I can't.
He's always, even during a Dolphins game, he's watching it, but he's in the kitchen. He's multitasking. He's going out to the garage back in to like finish some pro. Like, he's always, he can't sit still. It really is a thing about him. Like,
I'm kind of the same way. I always need something needs to be going on. I need to be walking around, pacing around. I'm kind of the same way, Greg. Plus, there's so many different games on now and stuff, and I want to make sure I have, like, four TVs on, so I'm walking, like, room to room, seeing what's going on elsewhere, you know?
Right.
But I'm kind of the same way. I'm very fidgety. Is that old age, Greg? We stop caring about the games as much as we used to?
You know what? It's almost like, man, I've seen this before, you know? There's almost nothing that can happen in any game, in any sport, that isn't familiar on some level. I mean, it's just... You know what I'm saying? You know, we've all seen the rookie make his first start.
All
seen the late home run. You know what I mean?
I hope the Herald's not listening right now because it looks like Greg's just checked out on sports.
I haven't, but, you know, I've been covering sports professionally since the 70s. So the wealth of experience does lead some things to... seemed like a broken record, you know?
Chris, let me say this, though. I will tell you, I don't care how big of a sports fan you are. As you get older, it will become less and less important to you. It just will. Yeah, I'm telling you, your family will become more and more important to you. The time you have left with loved ones will become more and more important to you. And the games, they'll still be important. They just won't be as important as they once were. It will happen to everyone, Chris.
That's very nice. That was sweet what you just said.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It happened to me 10 years ago.
The gambling, I feel like, keeps you around, though.
Oh, I'm back. You want me to sit down for an hour? $1,000 parlay, we'll do it.